Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as MobiusStripPress.com. And so what I would ask you to do, if you want to call in, by the way, you can go ahead and call in. The lines are open. And if you need information regarding Republic Review and Reclaiming the Republic, both of those websites have plenty of content for you. That being said, I want to let you know that if you happen to call and you know me, please go by the three C's. Be confidential if you know me. I go by GR. Be civil and be concise. Thirdly, let me point out the important reasons why you want to download my presentation and share that with other people. This is the presentation that you can find on my Take Action page. Just watch the first 30 minutes. That's really all you need to do. And then you can get on to the fun and games of whatever party you're having. Because this first 30 minutes will actually give you the details of a constitutional solution, something that you're not getting from any other conservative radio show host or anywhere. This is it. This is if Madison was here today, because apparently nobody else has really cared to really analyze what Madison and Jefferson did during the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions. And so if you look at what they did, this is the solution that they purported, went to their state legislatures and got them to act. The only problem was that at that point in time, a lot of people didn't see the insidious nature and the evilness within. They didn't have a deep state. They didn't have the problems we have today. I will tell you, we get one state, and I'm going to talk a lot about this today. When we get one state up, it is going to make it real quick and pretty easy and efficient in getting other states up. And I will even go as far as to say that we will have all the states in the Republic coming to this table, and I'll get into that and how I support that premise. That being said, I do have that outstanding question. If you're interested in getting a free signed set of books from me, all you've got to do is just call in and let's have this dialogue regarding the fact of religious freedom. What is the facts? Does the Constitution protect religious freedom as we're being told and as everybody wants you to believe? As I turned on the news real quick and kind of took a glance, and there is no sign or news coming from DC or anywhere in the world that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. Therefore, we must press forward. And I will tell you that the day we actually see that sign coming will be because of our hard work and because of our focus in getting this to happen. Anyway, I want you to understand that I'm a driver of marketing. And as you look at the news, as the news unfolds before you, I want you to look at that as a perpetual advertisement. It is basically a nonstop marketing strategy, as far as I am concerned, in getting you to support auditing the Constitution and pushing for Republic Review. Why? Because as you watch the news, you're going to see all sorts of things that just confirm how bad it really is. And people are going, what, you know, can we even survive this? Yes, we can survive this. We can rise as a much stronger, much more capable republic, as long as we keep the globalist fingers out of controlling us and constraining us from unleashing the economic engine that we possess. Adam Smith clearly stated that what the Americas had at the time he wrote Wealth of Nations, he said that it would become a economic boom that no other nation in the world would be able to compete with. And he was absolutely correct. The only reason we are competing with China, the only reason we are competing with all these other nations the way we are is because of the global economy and the way the globalists have infected our regulations and our politics. It is they who are constraining us and our capabilities. I will tell you that if you look, and here's a great example, and I'm not going to get into the details because I'm writing a book about it, and I'm willing to share this with leaders, with non-disclosure agreements and so forth. But if you look at how much money you spend on a month-to-month basis, how much is it you spend on energy? And when I say energy, I want you to add your electrical bill, your heating bill, driving your car, every facet that is some form of energy. And I could even include food with that. How energetic are you without food? All of these things are necessary for you to be productive. And so the question is, why is it that so much of your income is being spent today on energy when way back when, you know, it was just a small fraction of the cost of living? Energy has become a dominating force. Why is it that the Power Ways and Means Committee has always had so much control in these last decades and so? Interesting. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into all of that, but I will tell you this, that we do not have a strategy to make energy so abundant and so available that we literally get it to a point where we're only paying for the maintenance of the grid and the deliverance of the energy and so forth. I believe that you would be able to be completely unleashed as a productive engine yourself if we gave you energy to a point where you could use it at any level you wanted to without any extra cost to you. Is that even possible? I say it is, but those things will be coming out and coming forth in the near future. So I just want you to know where I and we are at in getting an uptick on views and getting an uptick on listening. The audience is growing. I just want you to understand all these things, whether they be the Mueller investigation, this corporate U.S. corporation, and you know what it's doing and how it's moving us into this all unconstitutional. Those are all unconstitutional. You can make them stop with Republic Review and the audit. We have progress. I've definitely got some progress going in Wyoming and Idaho, and we are laying the groundwork now. I actually expect Idaho, I have hope for, but I actually expect Wyoming to be really the ground zero or the center target for launching Republic Review and the greatest impact we're going to get this year. I also believe that next layer will probably, or that next ring will be the Dakotas and possibly Kansas. And I'm hoping and praying Idaho and Utah, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of money and people in both of those states, unlike the first four states. And not that Kansas doesn't have a lot of money. It's just, it is a unique diametric that I'm facing in Idaho. Because if you're not aware, their primary is May 15th. And when you have such an early primary, and if you understand Idaho, they have pretty harsh winters and their filing for running is a very short period of time. Why would they do that? Why do you think Idaho would have such a short run on the primary and a long run on the general, which means nothing? If you look at their elections, the general election means nothing. So why is it that they would have such a short run on the primary and a long, you know, it's just like a cakewalk for the general? Because 9 times out of 10, whoever wins the Republican position or in the few little Democratic strongholds, whoever wins the primary, it's just a cakewalk all the way to the general election. So why did they do that so early? Because it favors the incumbent. It ensures re-election. Isn't that kind of interesting? So if you kind of just look at the surface of just that alone, you go, okay, so Idaho doesn't have the clean politics that maybe one would like to think and maybe one would expect. But anyway, as you can tell, the heartbreak and the music is coming up. I want to get into raising a state into a status of superhuman, or actually the beginning state of that, or I should say a superhero. So we'll get into that as soon as I get back from the break. Thank you so much. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? And as you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental health and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after I moved here. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a patriot and a dentist that cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me. It's great to have a great dentist. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Are you tired of global corporations, local pernicious businesses, and elitists like Hollywood millionaires, billionaires buying our local and state government? You got to be. The reason we have all of this corruption, the reason we have all of this tyranny and these heavy regulations that are keeping you from being able to get ahead, and it's only getting tighter and tighter. Government is making it more expensive and more difficult for you to survive. They're trying to, auto manufacturers, even auto repairs and so forth, are trying to get government to create regulations so you can't even work on your own car. It is becoming a very insidious network of regulations and oppression. And so if you're aware of how auditing the Constitution against the general government will solve our problem, then you really need to listen to this show. And if you know people that don't understand the premise of auditing and auditing the Constitution against the general government, then you need to get them aware of that so that they can start downloading these podcasts, and or if they're, you know, if they can listen, by all means listen. But the content that is on this particular show is the only content that is actually solution-based. It will give you the information and the insights of what we all need to do and what we all need to be working for in getting the government out of our lives once and for all, and getting the federal government to fully comply to the Constitution once and for all, so that we no longer have to participate in government manipulations, whether those be actions of war, whether they be actions of behavior, driving, and so forth. It should all be about individual liberty and sovereignty and government protecting those things instead of government taking those things away and regulating us. So I want you to understand first, why do I use the term general government? Well, that's a common term that they actually used back in those days for what you call the federal government. The general government is not the all-powerful government. They referred to the federal government as the general government because it was to provide just general services, services of national security, services of creating relations and setting foreign policies and those types of things. They're not supposed to be creating policies that basically bind us to these global agreements, because that's what the first these administrations have been doing. They haven't been signing treaties. They've been signing trade agreements and so forth without Congress's approval. And that's one of the reasons why we have to buy vegetables and food, meat, and so forth from other countries. And that's one of the reasons why they've been subsidizing to set us up into that. It is a it's just like energy. When we're buying oil out on the market, we're transferring American wealth to other nations and corporations. It's the same thing with food. We're doing the exact same thing when we're buying foreign food and transferring our wealth, because we're not growing the food, and or it's not being produced, or it's being used for other things like putting it into gasoline and so forth, which is, to me, another feeding of that energy beast. We have to get away from that. Bottom line, if you understand what these billionaires and what these pernicious local businesses are doing and buying access and buying favors from government, it is fundamentally immoral and corrupt for politicians to offer something for votes and or for contributions in buying those votes. In other words, going to a corporation or allowing an entity like the union to come in and literally bolster up a campaign so that that person can provide benefits for that union, to entrench that union even stronger and harder into the environment, into the community, and so forth. It's the same thing as the old days when they used to buy votes or buy whiskey to buy votes. That's what they did way back in Madison's day. As a matter of fact, I believe Madison's first election, he lost because he refused to buy whiskey, and his opponent won based on the fact that he was providing whiskey. So the second time he ran, he actually had to do that. He was repulsed by that. And they finally started passing laws because as soon as he got into office, that's exactly what he did. He started passing laws and working to rid corruption out of the election process. And that actually started setting the stage for a much better Virginia and a much better republic. If you look at them buying whiskey for votes, what's the difference in promising health care, promising some types of services, whether it be welfare, food stamps, or what have you, any type of entitlement, especially when those promises come at the expense of the public purse? How is that not corrupt? How is that not insidious? That's worse than just buying votes by, you know, buying whiskey. Come, I'll buy a glass of whiskey. That's one of the reasons why, for a long time, bars were closed on voting day. It was a dry day because they wanted to make sure that politicians weren't by the polls buying people whiskey so that they can go and pull the plug for them. Nowadays, though, if you think about it, we have a system that doesn't allow them to pass laws like healthcare services and so forth if you look at the Constitution and the system itself. The reason they're able to do that is they've hoodwinked us into believing that they have the power, they're supreme in all things, and they can do everything necessary and proper. They've been lying and deceiving us, and that's how they're buying more and more votes and more and more votes. There's only one way to stop this, folks. If you have a better way of stopping this other than auditing and getting the states to step in, then by all means, lob me an email if you don't want to talk about it or if you don't want to be disclosed as who you are. Ping me on Facebook or send me if you go to my website, I have access. You can find my emails, different emails out there. So by all means, contact me. Let me know a better plan, something that will actually dismantle all of this unconstitutional government. It's not about just getting rid of abortion. It's not just about getting rid of these unconstitutional corporations. It's not about one particular issue. It is about compliance to the Constitution, compliance to our contract. So let me talk about what it is going to take to save our Constitution. I do this a lot, and I want to take it down a metaphor type of approach. And I want to kind of talk about it in the space of David and Goliath, because everybody kind of understands that story of David and Goliath, right? And everybody understands that, you know, David with just a sling was able to drop Goliath. Well, today we have a super Goliath. That Goliath is so big that his eyes are in a different, not only a different zip code, but a different elevation altogether. And David, with a basic sling by himself, cannot down the monstrosity of today's Goliath, if you kind of understand what I'm talking about. If you understand the magnitude and the reach of this giant, of this Leviathan, a single David by himself cannot down this Goliath. And so what is it going to take to do that? Well, we first have to have a cadre of Davids to do that. But before we even have a cadre of Davids, we have to have a David stand up. We actually have to have a state, because I'm just basically using this metaphor. David is the state, and the Goliath, the Leviathan, is the general government. And so we need to have, and it has to start with one state. We need one state to step forward like David with his sling and watch Leviathan just laugh at him. And then all of a sudden, a few other states stand up. And all of a sudden, every state starts coming to the table. And I will get into that when we come back after the break. Thank you so much. My my show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcasts. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive of businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's, and if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. Okay, so remember, I basically have created this metaphor, or this imagery of David and the Goliath, and the fact is that we need David to step up to be the example and set the stage for the necessary cadre of Davids to gird up for battle. And I'm going to tell you right now that, again, this is not the typical battle. This is not going to require guns. This is not going to require ordnance or anything like that, or force, possibly. Now, there may be some levels of force, right? There's market forces that don't require necessary bleeding, hemorrhaging, and that type of thing. However, the states actually have teeth within the Constitution to be able to apply force if necessary. That being said, this will be a quick and cleansing battle based upon authority, because it literally is incumbent upon those who have the authority to push this further. So in this metaphor, as I stated already, David is a state. Just alone himself, David is one state. And it is futile for only one state to claim authority alone. So you have to understand that one state can't do it. So just because we get one state this year to rise up and do what needs to be done, that does not mean the job is done. There needs to be a union of states. Like I said, we need this cadre. Now, I will say this. This is where it kind of gets interesting, because it may be contradicting. We do not need 100% of all the states, nor do we need 34 states, even two-thirds of the states, to do this. We can do this with less, probably a lot less. But I will tell you, we will end up getting all the states to this altar when enough pressure hits. And so what is that? Where is that pressure threshold? I'm going to tell you it's somewhere between 13 and 25. That's where you'll find that pressure, where all of a sudden, even these dark blue states will go, okay, we've got to start joining into this. Well, how can we get all these states to the altar? Well, because the constitutional truth that will come forth from this first David, and it will be out there, there's nobody that's going to be able to deny that. When it comes down to it, when people actually pull up all of the source documents from the Constitution, the ratification debates, Madison's notes on the Constitution, Federalist Papers, all the articles and so forth, and pulling in all the reference material from the documentation history of the ratification of the Constitution, which was done by the University of Wisconsin, it is irrefutable of the authority that the states have over this Constitution, and it is irrefutable that the federal government was placed hard into a framework within this Constitution that they cannot assume and tell us and hoodwink us legally and take any role, responsibility, and power upon themselves. They have to amend the Constitution, and if they don't, then they are violating the supreme law of the land. So this truth that's going to come forth from this first David, this first state stepping up, this will bring many states to the altar, or many Davids. This is where we'll start seeing, 10, 12, 13, 14, 18, and it'll start jumping like that. And I believe the reason these last states, and I like to call them the lost states, Hawaii is a lost state, not as a lost cause, but they are so out there from the truth in ensconcing themselves in socialism, democracy, and liberal policies and so forth, that they will end up coming to this altar. And the reason that they will be coming to this altar isn't because they, want to participate in preserving individual liberty. They will come as an act of desperation to save their national and global socialism at the expense of all citizens. And as they come to the table, and as this all gets panned out, folks, this is going to be so transparent, it's going to be ugly. And what I mean by that is we're going to start seeing people saying things as evil and despicable as Nancy Pelosi saying, you got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. I mean, I can't think of anything that is more reprehensible than a politician telling the nation that she is supposed to be serving. Instead, she is basically being the autocrat and being a dictator or a monarch and saying, you have no right to do this until we have the power to let you see this. Anyway, let me get back on track. the pieces that are coming together in my personal life and in my efforts of what I'm doing are very overwhelming. It's really hard for me to sleep at night. And I know that that may bother you, but please rest assured that I've lived a long life of sleepless nights. I'm sorry for laughing, but it's that sad. But anyway, you get used to it. Anyway, even though the financing has not yet really come to fruition, I'm not getting the financial backing, I have faith that it will come. I just know because all these other things are starting to lay out and starting to play out in front of me. This radio show is going to grow. It's going to grow because of a couple reasons. One reason is because you're saying, well, everything GR is talking about is completely different than any of these other conservative entertainers, because none of those conservative entertainers have a real tangible plan that you can look at, that you can try to poke holes at. Why do people usually not have a plan or a solution? Because they're typically afraid of poking holes at it. I have no pride in you trying to poke a hole at this, because really, like I said, I have just used my analysis in what Madison and Jefferson did, and I have been able to see the forest through the trees unlike anybody before. And it's not me that said, this is what we got to do. It's me that recognized that's what they did, and we've got to do the same thing. And so I actually don't like tooting my own horn. And that's one of the reasons why I'm telling you this really isn't me. I'm trying to be as humble as I possibly can to you at this point, that I have no idea why I was given this one, you know, this one glimpse at what the truth was and be able to articulate this to you, other than the fact that the good Lord felt that I had the ability of delivering this message for some reason. He felt that I was the David that could sling the rock, that could actually get this started, sticking with that David and Goliath metaphor. For us to focus on David, and my preference would be six Davids to stand at once, but for us to focus on one David, we actually have to have a very concise message and a very concise and succinct support level. And again, I would love to have six Davids at the beginning, and what a message that would send to DC and the rest of the Republic. But let's pray. Let's go down this path. Let's pray for six Davids and work our best to get one to rise first. The first priority is Wyoming. There is no doubt in my mind. I am confident to this day. As a matter of fact, if you know me personally and you ever get a chance to talk to my wife, she will tell you about Wyoming and us years ago. And I don't want to put anything more into that, but I know now that Wyoming is the priority, and that is because it has the greatest lack of corruption. If you look at some of the things that are coming forth that I've seen today, the Dakotas are not better. I mean, Wyoming is the best. The Dakotas are good. But as you start spreading out to other states, it becomes even worse and worse. And as you get more blue or closer to the blue side, it gets worse and worse. That's how far corruption has gone throughout this republic. And there's no doubt in my mind, states are corrupt. I hear this from people all the time, but I do not believe that the people within these states are corrupt. And I do believe that as we get this message out, this is the ground zero year. This is boom. The explosion has begun. The airing of the show began in this year. This election year, Republic Review and auditing the Constitution will become I don't want to say a common word and or it will become a viral thing in the United States, but by 2020 it will. There's no doubt in my mind. To make it viral, we have to get one state to stand up. So unless you live in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Indiana, North Dakota, and Kansas, the odds of getting your state to stand up first is much less. And we'll get into more of this as soon as I get back from the break. don't despair. I will be back, and I'm going to tell you what we have to do and why, and I'll let you give me logic as to why we shouldn't, if you can. And we'll be right back after the word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And so, as I was going into the break, unless you live in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, North Dakota, Idaho, and Kansas, the odds of getting your state to stand as the first David decreases the further your state becomes blue. If you live in a purple or blue state, it's just not going to happen. And so why is it that we would want to continue to contribute a lot of money and effort other than holding your little bastion or what have you? What we have to do, because it doesn't really matter, as I'm going to tell you, if Congress flips full Democrat this year because of all the Republicans stepping out and because of this perception and because of Soros spending money and so forth, what are you going to do? Well, I would start betting on getting a David to stand up. And so don't despair regarding your local state. If we get the success, and it's not good, I'm telling you, elections in Wyoming are cheap in comparison to California and lots of other places because they just don't have the that big competition, and there's just not that many people to create that level of competition. So we will start in 2012, but by 2019 is where we will set our focus on your states. So we have to start small, but in 2018, towards the end of this, right now we're focused right now on Wyoming and getting it across the finish line. And what we want to do is we want to start actually pulling in and creating focuses and focus organizations within all of these other states, your state included. So work with us, but help us get the break inertia in Wyoming and hopefully the Dakotas. So that, like I said, we want to pray for six states, but when we get up off our knees, we're going to work as hard as getting at least one state to stand up. I will share with you that as the months go by, more and more will be coming, and that we will start folding all states, like I said, about hopefully 34 to 38 states by 2019. Why? Because we want to start setting the stage and working with you in separating the wheat from the chaff. If your candidates coming up in 2020 do not sign and commit to protecting the Constitution and sign the petition that states that they will support the audit and republic review, then you need to find a replacement. And 2019 is the year you need to start doing this in your state. And so moving forward, those who live in a blue area, again, don't despair. But the reason why, if you live in a blue state, you need to pump your money into Wyoming. You need to pump your money in, you know, into a focus and basically look at the map, and we will have hopefully colors that will tell you where we need more money so that you can contribute either directly to the candidate or you can contribute straight into focus, and then focus will make sure that those candidates are getting the amounts that they need, so that they get the coverage, the support, and the people, you know, knocking on doors and so forth. Those of you who live in a solid red state, such as Oklahoma and other places like that, I know that there's good fights down there, but I'm going to tell you, Oklahoma and or what's some of the next states? I'm at a loss for this. Anyway, if you kind of look at some of the other red states like Texas, Texas is a big red state. I don't see Texas turning blue this next year. So we shouldn't be looking over our shoulders on a lot of these other red states, but those red states are a little bit too far from being able to stand up and actually becoming a state that actually in 2019 calls on all other states to audit the Constitution. I will tell you, Wyoming would be that state. That's why investing and sending some money and contributing, and I hope you get this word out. I hope this starts making sense, because the solid red states and those solid blue states, they're not going to change that much. If you haven't, if you've never contributed into a campaign before, then it's not like you're hurting your local community, because it's not like you've ever done it before. So if you're in a tight race, okay, there's two ways you can step up. You can still invest in raising up David in Wyoming and the Dakotas and give support to your tight race. One of the most effective things, instead of money, is actually campaigning for the candidates and the issues that you want by knocking on doors, standing outside the grocers and those types of things. That is far more effective than just giving a candidate money to throw at advertising. You cannot come to Wyoming to do those things, but you can stay home and contribute by sending money. And that's how we can get David to stand in 2019 and be the first one to poke the, you know, his finger or send a little rock into the eye of the Leviathan and maybe distract the Leviathan and go, huh, what's going on? It does not matter who controls the House of Congress or the Senate in Congress in 2018 and 2019 as much as David Rising. In other words, regardless of what the outcome is for Congress, it is far more important that we get this started. Why? Because there has been no proof, zero proof, that DC will ever do what's right. Even in supporting Trump, they're doing everything right now, keeping Republicans in place. Do you really think that they're going to ever step up and do all the things that they need to? And as I've told you, it's not their job. Even Trump doesn't have the constitutional powers to do it. But in 2019, if David Rises and Congress completely swings to the Dems, we will still have the advantage because we will be bringing other states once David stands and will bring other states to become like David. They will basically come into place and it will start the shock waves through DC that will shake it more than the 1812 and the Civil War combined, the War of 1812. This is why tiny, small, medium, or even large contributions of every type are so critical. If you could throw a dollar, five, remember, Bernie made millions and millions of dollars from college kids who were sending $5 a week, $5 a month in contributing. So don't think that this a little thing doesn't matter. It really does. We have a lot of people out there that want to step up. And we don't have to outspend Soros. We don't have to have millions and billions of dollars, especially in a race like Wyoming. All we have to do is spend smarter, spend on the guys that are willing to commit to protecting the Constitution and calling for an audit. I will bet that if we spend smarter, we will beat Soros and the globalists at their game. This is why this is so important. And as a matter of fact, I can go to the Federalist Papers. I can go to the ratification debates. I can go to all different types of source documents. And as I do, and I'll try to wrap the show up on that. Let me just say this: I'm going to read some Federalist quotes for you. Are the words in our founding documents, the ones that I'm citing, are these the words of deceit? Or are the words that we have been taught from our progressive education system, the progressive colleges and professors, lawyers and politicians and bureaucrats, the words of deceit? In the first place, this is Federalist Paper 14, Madison. In the first place, it is remembered that the general government is not to be charged with the whole power of making and administering laws. Its jurisdiction is limited to certain enumerated objects which concern all the members of this republic, but which are not to be attained by the separate provisions of any. Very limited. Again, Federalist Paper 40, Madison. We have seen in the new government, this new one that's standing up as in the old, the general powers are limited and the states in all unenumerated powers and cases are left to the enjoyment of their sovereign and independent jurisdiction. Another one, Federalist Paper 45, the states, and Madison again, the state government will have the advantage of the federal government whether we compare them in respect to immediate dependence of the one on the other to the weight of personal influence which each side will possess to the powers respectively vested in them, to the predilection and probable support of the people, to the disposition and faculty of resisting and frustrating the measures of each other. So in other words, the states actually have the advantage as we move forward in this fight. More so, I believe this is Madison again in Federalist Paper 45, the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The former will be exercised principally on external objects as war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce, with which last the power of taxation will, for the most part, be connected. The powers reserved to the states will extend to all the objects which in the ordinary course of affairs concerns the lives and liberties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. So I'm asking you, where does the role and responsibility of healthcare lie? It's supposed to lie in the states. Madison's clearly stating that the federal government wasn't given that power. And they have that power today, folks. What is it going to take? We need to start looking at the marketing and look at this perspective that what will it take to finally get you to do something? And what I'm asking you today to think about, just ask you to pray, ruminate, cogitate, give it thought on the fact that you can contribute and you can become a part of this great change of restoring our Constitution. I'm G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic. I'll be back next week.